Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's taking steps to speed up insurance claims processing after Superstorm Sandy. We get more from WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
Cuomo says 360,000 Sandy victims have filed insurance claims for damage to their homes, cars, and other property. And he says insurance companies have not been quick enough to respond.
We're getting many, many complaints from people who say we have insurance coverage, but we can't contact the insurance company. We can't get adjusters to show up at the property. We can't get the claim acknowledged and covered, and therefore they can't get to a contractor and start the repair work because they haven't been able to get through the insurance process.
The governor says he's issuing emergency regulations that will scrap the normal 15-day time frame for adjusters to visit damaged properties and instead require that they come in just 6 days. The changes will make it easier for temporary public adjusters who are consumer advocates to be hired. Insurance companies that don't meet the 6-day requirement will be fined $1,000 per violation. Cuomo says the new rules also allow homeowners to begin repairs without waiting for an insurance settlement if the damage presents a health or safety threat.
If it's a health or safety issue, let the people go ahead and do the construction, but they'll keep the receipts, they'll document it, they'll sign a statement, but the coverage shouldn't dictate the time period to make people safe in their own homes.
And the governor says his Department of Financial Services is starting a website. It will track the records of all of the insurance companies that have policyholders in the state to let everyone see how they're performing.
So people can see how their insurance company or other insurance companies are performing through this crisis, and they may want to take that into consideration when they shop their policy in the future.
The governor was furious with the state's utility companies for what he said were delays in restoring power after the storm. The governor set up a special investigatory panel. It's already subpoenaed Con Edison and the Long Island Power Authority. Cuomo seems more understanding of the insurance industry, saying he realizes they are overwhelmed with claims, but he says he wants to make sure that they are held accountable. The governor continues to seek $41 billion from the federal government to cover repairs and rebuilding as well as mitigation for future storms. He says he knows the request will have more trouble in the Republican-led House of Representatives. He says he's counting on support from Long Island GOP Congressman Peter King.
We have to get passed by the Senate and the House. If it's going to be, my guess is it's going to be trickier on the House side. So working with Peter King is very important.
Cuomo says he's working with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and now Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy in a joint request for aid, something President Obama asked for. The governor says he'll visit Washington to lobby for the funds personally if it helps. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.